Okay, that's the one on Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Dunlap, D-U-N-L-A-P, 4449. Today's 11-2. Miss Dunlap is a 74-year-old woman, single, has 5 children, never been a heavy smoker or drinker. She's originally from Louisiana. She used to teach school and work at school. She's now living with her daughter, Keitha, K-E-I-T-H-A, who's a bank analyst. Patient was diagnosed with uterine cancer, had a hysterectomy in September of this year in Jackson, Mississippi. Subsequently came to Houston. She took a fall. She had a wound dehiscence, which took her to the hospital, and they noted that patient now has cancer, stage 4 cancer in her lungs, uterine cancer with metastasis to the lungs and lymph nodes, period. In the paragraph, she's not a candidate for chemo radiation at this time. In September, when she was diagnosed, she declined any chemo radiation at that time. Subsequently, the patient was sent home with pain medication, was told for family to find a hospice company to come and take care of her at home till she passes. Patient COVID immunization is up to date, allergy none, family history, mom and dad out of old age. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, but she has lost so much weight she's no longer taking any medication for her blood sugar or her blood pressure. Surgery, never had any surgery till she was diagnosed with uterine cancer. Except at 3 years old, had some burns on her leg. Medication, pain medication only, and something for nausea. On exam, patient is found to be weak. She appears tired, weak, cannot get out of bed any longer. She's in desperate need of hospital bed and bedside commode. She's wearing a diaper at this time. I'm not so sure if she can even use a bedside commode any longer. Blood pressure is 90 over power, pulse is 100, respiration is 22. Heart tachycardic. Lung with ectopics, lungs, ronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, soft, neurological, severe weakness with no unilateral neurological deficiencies. Your extremities are the 2+ edema. Period. Number one, uterine cancer, status post hysterectomy, subsequent wound dehiscence after she came to Houston. Also had an abscess there. Required antibiotics, but no surgery to remove the abscess. Period. She's not a candidate for surgery or chemotherapy because she's quite weak. She has swelling in her lower extremity, most likely related to right-sided heart failure and anemia. Patient appears very weak. Appears very anemic. She does have a dressing over her lower abdomen where there's wound dehiscence present, but minimal drainage. The dressing appears to be dry, period. She's also not eating. She's lost over 30 pounds in the past month, and she continues to wait. She says the smell of food makes her sick to her stomach. She's requiring pain medication around the clock to keep her comfortable. She's in desperate need of hospital bed. Patient is quite weak and expected to die within the next few weeks. Medication, patient will require pain medication around the clock. On the exam, put down dressing in place, lower abdominal wall with minimal drainage. Hypertension, not an issue at this time. Hypotension, tachycardia, volume depletion is all present. Patient is not total ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinence. The family is asking for a bedside commode, but I'm not sure if the patient can even sit up. Patient's right leg was hanging off her bed, and she wasn't able to put her back on her bed without my assistance during the examination. Patient's hospice nurse will see patient tomorrow and come up with a treatment plan and care plan for her. Thank you.